Trish has brought up the subject about my uncle, Dr. H.H. Simmons, the dentist, who had some experience with a motorcycle. When he finished in Vanderbilt in about 1906 or 7, I think it was, it may have been a little later than that, maybe 1910, he came to live with my mother and father and my brother Alton and me. And of course he was our dear uncle and we loved him to death. And by the way, he married my mother's sister, Nonnie Cobb, so brothers married sisters. So Robert Simmons and Christine Simmons and Uncle Brother Alton and I are double first cousins. I had a first cousin named Willie McKinney who, when I first remembered him, he had a Pope motorcycle and it was belt driven. Well, it just meant that something that's belt driven could slip if it got too much pressure on the pull and the belts would slide, so it couldn't hurt you too bad. Some year or two later, he bought one of the first Harley Davidsons that were manufactured. That's a motorcycle, yeah. And it was chain driven, so it could be dangerous. And out there on those dust roads, those dirt roads, we had no gravel. And certainly we had never heard of a concrete road at that day and time, or a blacktop. So he came down to see us one day on his Harley Davidson motorcycle. It was brand new. And of course my Uncle Homer was one of these fellas that would try anything. So he said, Willie, let me ride it. And Willie said, Uncle Homer, see he was my Uncle Homer's nephew. He said, Uncle Homer, that thing will kid you. He said, oh, what are you talking about? I can ride that thing. So Uncle Homer got on it and opened up that motor and took his foot off the clutch. That motorcycle jumped about 6 foot, ran into a net wire frame that Papa had around the pecan tree there. And before the motor died down or it choked down, that motorcycle had wrapped that net wire around Uncle Homer so badly that we had to take nippers and cut him out of that wire. And I think he carried that crippled knee to his grave. And he lived to be about 90 years old before he passed away. I'm not sure about how old he
was.
Well, he died the same some of the Trish and Jerry married, but I don't recall the exact date of how old he was, but he had lived to a mature old age.